Remarkable? The cow has not left the building. Invisible or remarkable? In Purple Cow, I argued that safe was risky, that in a cluttered world the only way to grow was to do something remarkable. Now, almost all the way through this book, I can hear you breathing a sigh of relief. We can just tell a story. It seems like an easy out. Figure out some internally approved story that you can trot out to the sales force and use in a magazine ad, and you're set. Actually, if you do that, you're dead. You can't just use any story. You can't tell a selfish story from your point of view. You can't invent an inauthentic story or tell an amazing story when the reality is banal. More than 1,000 times since 2002, people have written to me and said, "We have a purple cow, but we don't know how to get the word out." Guys, if you really have a purple cow, in the eyes of your consumer, not in the eyes of you or your board, you won't have any trouble at all getting the word out. The only stories that work, the only stories with impact, the only stories that spread are the "I can't believe that" stories. These are the stories that aren't just repeatable. These are the stories that demand to be repeated. Your story doesn't have to be salacious or noisy or over the top, but it must be remarkable. Too often, marketers are so self-absorbed that they believe that their story deserves to spread. Hey, you don't get to decide what spreads. The public does. Authentic stories that earn the right to be passed on will be passed on. It's up to you, the marketer, to earn that right. The really and truly great news. If you tell the right kind of story, you'll automatically become purple. All great stories are purple cows for one simple reason. A great story is believed and the lie is retold, which means it's a remarkable story, which means you're a purple cow. It's no accident that the marketers who understand how to tell stories consistently create purple cows. It's built into the process. My advice is to stop fighting your fear and just tell the best story you can imagine. The rest will take care of itself. In defense of extremism. You're not the only one who wants to tell a story. As a result, your tepid, compromised approaches to storytelling, stories that will please everyone, even those who don't want to hear them, are likely to fail. The reason so many successful new offerings are run by non-compromising nutcases is that these true blue storytellers refuse to compromise. These people may be no fun to work for, but they have the ability to tell a coherent, consistent story that is the same from every angle. They're not faking it. They're living the story, and those who want to hear it find that they understand the story loud and clear. Consultants are all too often the bane of the storyteller's existence. Consultants get candidates to listen to polls and restaurateurs to change their menus. Instead of allowing yourself to be pushed toward the middle, you must look in the mirror and realize that only a remarkable, authentic story is going to have a chance of spreading. Going to the edges, getting people to vote. Harvard economist Edward L. Glaser did academic research that proves an obvious point. People on the edges are more likely to vote. Not the middle of the curve, but those who are incensed and focused and care deeply about only one issue. This leads to predictable behavior from candidates. Get radical before the election to activate your likely voter base. Notice I didn't say to activate the largest base. Then, after the election, move to the center where you can get more done. The same thing is true for selling hot sauce or laser beams. Being remarkable, going to the edges,